Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon, cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made, cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own, if you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Sponsor time. Let me tell you about my girl, Miss Erica, with Crooked W Consulting. She has a small marketing and design agency out of North Carolina. She offers small, affordable business solutions that tailor your business and startups nationwide. She's currently doing my new website. I'm telling you folks, you need to let her do yours. She's doing us a jam-up job. She also offers digital marketing, graphic design, and social media management. If I'm using her here at the studio, there ain't no reason why your small business shouldn't. Look her up on Facebook and Instagram at Crooked W Consulting, or text her now at 919-351-2084. Crooked W Consulting. Hit up Miss Erica now. You won't be disappointed. Shout out to Miss Mary, the owner of Buckaroo Tattoo in Wheatland, California. Email her now at buckarootat, and then the number 2, at yahoo.com to make an appointment. Hit her up on Instagram at buckarootat, then the number 2, or at Ink in My Glove on Facebook at buckarootat. She's been tattooing some badass tattoos for the past 13 years at her shop. And let me tell you, she is literally flying here at the beginning of March to tattoo me for a couple days and record some shows with me. So if I'm using her and I'm letting her tattoo the shit out of me and she's sponsoring this show, boy, y'all need to look her up right now. Make your appointment with her. You ain't gonna be disappointed at all. She is grown. I can't wait. Shout out to Buckaroo Tattoo and Miss Mary. Go look them up on all social media platforms now. Cowboy stuff. My buddy, old friend, Chris Sapp, owner of Desperado and Company over at the Pooler Tanger Outlet Mall. They are in Suite 611. They offer all kind of Western wear. Boots, toddlers, youth, women's, men's, everything. They have Ariat wallets, phone cases, men and women's jewelry, Montana silversmith, belt buckles, Ariat belts for men. They offer clinch. Ariat and Wrangler are their main brands of clothes. Lots of exotic boots. Guys, I saw some of the stuff that they're bringing me and some of the stuff I get to try on. Let me tell you, there's a lot of great Western wear places that are up in Nashville that I get to go to. This place compares to every single one of them. So what I need you guys to do is look up Desperado and Company, Chris Sapp. Their phone number is 912-604-0389. Go check them out. Get all turquoise the hell up. Get all westerned up. Look like a cowboy, cowgirl. Western fashion is the coolest shit to me, by the way. And the fact that they're on board as a sponsor now, I can't wait to try on some of the stuff that he has sent me and everything that they have sent me in pictures to get my size in. Dude, it's all banging. It's all awesome. So look up Desperado & Company now. Mr. Chris Sapp, once again, the Puller Tanger Outlet Mall, Suite 611. Let's give a quick shout out to Nobles Networking. Guys, if you're looking for a new internet provider, they hook me up here at the studio and at my house. If you live out in the country and you can't find nowhere else where to get your internet, or you're paying too much for Hargrave or any of that other shit, look up Nobles Networking. 478-308-0596. You are going to love it. I'm telling you, it works great for me. It runs everything here at the studio at my house perfectly. Hit up Nobles Networking. Let me tell you guys about the baddest insurance agent around these parts, Miss Jenna Carr. She's an alpha insurance agent. She handles home, auto, life, and business. She's located in Macon, Georgia at 3312 Northside Drive, Suite C160. Let me tell you about Miss Jenna. Not only is she just the sweetest, cutest damn thing you ever seen, but she takes care of business like a true professional. I love dealing with her. She's done got me hooked up with life insurance because, let's be honest, I'm going to need it. And every time I've ever dealt with her, a complete pleasure. So, y'all do me a favor now. Give her a call and go look her up on social media. Jenna Carr, Alpha Insurance Agency. And that phone number in Macon is 478-621-7065. Tell her that you need the same package, home, life, auto, all that good stuff that she hooked me up with. It's prom season, and let me tell you, if I was still in high school, I know exactly where I would go to get my tux, because I like flashy, I like loud, I like obnoxious clothing. If you ever see the stuff I wear out in Macon, Nashville, wherever the hell I go, to be honest with you, I like to be seen as much as I am heard. And Miss Vicky over at Dolly's Delights showed me the other day a company that she's ordering from now that had the loudest and most obnoxiously good-looking tuxes. Fellas, if you're trying to turn heads and you're in high school, Dolly's Delights is where the hell you need to be. So moms and dads, take your boys over there. And while you're over there, get some of that good candy. Make sure you satisfy that sweet tooth. It's the best place to do it. You're not going to find anybody better to deal with. And not to mention, she's got the best prices around. That's Dolly's Delights, located at 5122 3rd Avenue, Eastman, Georgia. Call her at 478-231-7237. Dolly's Delights. Let me tell you about Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia. I ran her ad several times now. She's been with me since I started doing this stuff. Well, I'm doing a live show there February the 15th. She's going to feed me. I'm going to take a couple of my friends with me from social media there, probably around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if any of y'all would like to come hang out, please do. Even if it's not convenient for you, take some time, go out of your way, and go eat there. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. She takes pride in her staff, her food, her service, every single aspect. That's why I'm taking my equipment there to actually record with her and her staff. So please go check out Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia at 18 Commerce Street, Alamo, Georgia. Phone number there is 912-568-1945. Lori's Dive-In. I'm about tired of reading all these sponsors, but I'm grateful for each and every one of them. But I saved my homegirl for last. Let me tell you about Miss Reagan, who's getting me in shape right now. I need each and every one of y'all to go look her up on Instagram at @reagan_fit. She does one-on-one customized meal planning, nutrition guides, and training in-home or at the gym. I know she stays on my ass, so I know she'll stay on yours. Look, this is the thing with Reagan. She's lost the weight, she stayed in shape, and now she's helping people do the same thing that she did. And she did it the healthy way. She can help you lose body fat, gain muscle, or just improve your overall health. Whatever your goal is, she'll help you with it. I promise that. And the thing is, she holds you accountable in a way that most people don't. She's very affordable, and she offers weekly and monthly payments. So please, go look up my homegirl, Miss Reagan, at R-A-E-G-A-N underscore fit on Instagram. Now, let's get to the show. What's up, folks? Thank you for tuning in to the Josh Terry Podcast. I'm going to try not to bore the fuck out of y'all. I am running on no sleep, Gatorade, and Adderall. With me today, make sure y'all get close to your microphones too. Y'all too far away. I got Miss Lisa Williams from
what's
the
up,
Hummingbird.
What's up?
She's been on the show a couple times now. I think just, what, once or twice?
Twice.
And I got Miss Scarlett. I don't know shit about Scarlett, so she's on my Facebook.
Hey, how are you?
I am fine, ma'am. Y'all both have to pull your microphones way closer to your face. Lisa, it'd probably help you if you got in the corner.
Let's do it.
There you go. Okay, so there we go. Starting off on a, you know, already doing fucking good. So for those who don't know, coming up February the 24th, my homie, Mr. Trey Lewis, is going to be performing at the Hummingbird. Do y'all call it, what is it, the tap room and stage?
The Hummingbird stage and tap room.
I said it backwards because I'm dyslexic and stupid. It's not like it's promoted this time underneath the Josh Terry's Honky Tonk Nights or anything. And I don't know what the fucking place is called. but anyway, thank you for involving me in it. I think it's going to be cool. And I'm glad that you're wanting to bring some country music to the Hummingbird. This is where you talk, Lisa.
America. Yeah, we're pretty excited about this. You know, Josh is a good buddy of mine. And we just kind of, Scarlett came up with this idea, actually, to do Honky Tonk Nights up at the Hummingbird. And I think it's an awesome opportunity. If you want to kind of talk about how you came up with it, would be called, you know.
Yeah, I was actually listening to your podcast, and I thought it would be something cool to bring.
Way to suck up already. Here we go. I'm down for this shit. Keep telling me how good I am.
And I just thought it would be really cool to have you bring some country to the Hummingbird. And
I'm glad somebody thinks that's a good idea in making.
I think it's a damn good idea.
Between y'all and Cashman's, it's actually been... it's been really weird for the past 2 weeks. And there's other bars I would love to help there. I know that some aren't financially, well, I shouldn't say financially. Some places right now can't for other reasons. And I know they would like to too. But it's just been cool to have Cashman's and y'all reach out to want me to be part of stuff. And I'm excited. Yeah. I'm really, really excited. Macon, if it doesn't get some country music in it, I'm just going to quit going.
No, we got to have you.
Well, that's what the bartenders say anyway. I'm just glad that Trey gets to do the first one, and I'm glad it's at the Hummingbird, too, that it's going to be the first one that we kind of do something like this with. I've done shows at the Bull before, and they've all went well, but they've got their own country music. They've got what they do. I'm always going to love that place. But the Hummingbird, I've always thought, was just been like the coolest little place.
And it'll be fun to have a small show kind of venue like that.
Well, it's the only, the only thing about the bird that I used to not like, and it just seems like what y'all are trying to do, is I didn't like the fucking hipsters. But from what I've seen the past couple times I've been in there, and I really like the owner too, by the way. I've got to meet him. He owns Billy's too, right?
And 20s.
And yeah, I seem like I've got to meet him before sometimes, probably when I was shit-faced. But seems like a really nice dude. And I just like this idea. And the venue of it, if you've ever been in, for the listener, if you go in there and just check the place out, it's a cool fucking place. It's a cool vibe. I've always liked it. My buddy Matt Brantley used to play there a lot. And I used to love going in there then. But then, like, y'all have had some bands in there before that I've just been like, what the fuck? And now you're going to have some bands in there now with the help of me and Lisa. And it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be a whole different vibe now. But I think that's kind of what you're going for, isn't it?
Yeah, we definitely want to bring, you know, the country world back into the Hummingbird. You know, there's not a lot of country music that comes around Macon, in my opinion, right now. And I think this is a perfect opportunity to kickstart this. And like you said, Trey's a perfect one to start this off with. You know, there's all different types of ages that love his music. You know, college is still in town. You know, those girls and probably the guys, too, are going to be up there singing to the songs. So I think Trey is a perfect one to kickstart this, and hopefully people will catch on and, you know, realize that Josh Terry's honk-a-tonk at the Hummingbird is something to look out for every month.
It better be.
Or it's make it happen.
Or it's not going to last long. And then everybody's going to be like, what the fuck was that idea? That was a horrible idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I think on y'all's part, it was a great idea. And I just think I'm in the right place at the right time. And then we're going to involve some social media personalities that are coming. Shout out to my buddy Macy. She's coming. Our friend Reed. I don't know why the fuck I said that. Damaris and James, that Stepmom Life, they're coming down for it. Have you seen her?
Yeah.
She's a badass, hell isn't yeah. she? Yeah. James, I love you, but your wife is fucking smoking. And then our new friend to the show, Miss Alyssa. She's got her own hot sauce. She's got a huge following on Instagram and everything, like 700,000 something folks or some shit like that. All she does is hunt and fish and hell look yeah. fucking great while she's doing it. You can hell bounce yeah. a quarter off that ass. Good Jesus Christ. She told me during the show in Nashville, she's like, Josh, I just need you to support me. And I was like, I'll child support you. Like, right fucking now. I try to keep it professional, but some of them, you just got to let them know.
Then she worked hard for that ass, I'm sure.
Good God. I don't think she... I've not seen her work out yet. I think that is just good genetics. So, not only are you going to get really good country music, everybody, you're going to get some dimes to look at. College girls. Plus, there's going to be some good-looking Mercer girls there. Then there's going to be some probably guys that... going to get on my nerves, but hey, that's what security's for. What else do y'all got coming up besides for this tray though?
Next month, March 25th, we actually have a first ever mullet pageant.
A mullet pageant.
You know, like beard doesn't hair. Count, unfortunately, Josh. You know, I know you're bald and everything, so, but wigs are welcome if you do,
wouldn't
you know, want to
be
a part of it.
It wouldn't be fair if I had hair too.
But yeah, we're pretty stoked. PBR actually is going to be a big sponsor of ours okay. for that one. They came up with this idea, and you know, they approached us to do it at the Hummingbird, and I was like, why not? We're going to have Shelly Belly. She's going to be on there.
That's cool.
On you know the circle. Hopefully some of you guys know who Shelly Belly is, but she'll be there.
That's a grandma that's funny, right?
Yeah. But yeah, we're excited. You know, Cherry Blossom Festival's going on at that same time. You know, we're going to be an event for them as well. So I think it's going to be a cool opportunity to start off a mullet pageant. Hopefully next year will be even bigger and we'll have kids next year maybe.
I got a dude.
Right now it's adults.
I got a dude and his girlfriend you should bring down for that.
Okay, let's talk.
Dirty Prescott kids. You don't know them?
Nope.
I have to introduce you to them. Travis and Caroline. They've gone on some trips and stuff with us. He does some music. But he's just also, they got a big following on social media. Cool as fuck. Party animals.
Oh, that's perfect for this.
Oh my God. They made the video that went like super viral. Like everybody wanted to be this couple like a summer or two ago. And they still keep making stuff. It was like them on a boat. And it was them just singing along to Heads Carolina, Tails California. And they were just vibing the fuck out. Oh, they're cool as fuck.
Yeah.
But he's got a sick ass mullet. I even bought a shirt because it just looks like him
hell yeah.
on the shirt.
Well, you are more than welcome to come to this.
Yeah, he would love it.
Hell yeah.
Anytime, what I've been trying for the longest time to convince people, it's not just about doing a concert, it's about making an event. It's about taking these social media personalities that aren't pieces of shit, because a lot of them are pieces of shit. And it's about mixing the music you want to hear, a good environment. And a lot of folks just don't get that. You can make a shit ton of money if you do it the right way. You can't do it as a meet and greet. You can't do it as a, like, I don't care if I blast them or not. There has been a group that have been TikTokers, and they have went and they've tried to put on these events like at bars. And it's been like dudes dancing on stage and shitty musicians and stuff like that. There was even a time like they'd asked me to like host some of it. And I was like, you have lost your fucking mind. There's zero chance that I would be involved in any of that. Like, that's not me. Cause I don't like the TikTok stuff anyway. I do it to promote my show. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't make one. Like it's just a fucking marketing tool to me. I already make myself like enough of an asshole. I don't need another thing to do it. But people listen more when you make TikToks. So you got to do what you got to do. But if you mix the stuff in the right way, Like, take Trey, for instance. Trey has been such a talent for a long time. If you go back and listen to his song Believer and other stuff that he had before Dick Down, still just as fucking good. I mean, everything's good. I hate that he's kind of known as the Dick Down Dallas guy. I do, because his other shit is so good. And he's got some stuff that's really meaningful and heartfelt. And he took a gimmick and he made it into where it blew his fucking career up. Mm-hmm. He did it the right way. Well, you got some folks, like I was even telling you about my buddy, the Ranch Hands. Mm-hmm. You got some other folks, Farron Rachels, who's from not too far out of Macon or whatever.
Road, yeah.
Like, when these folks figure out how, which she lives in Nashville now, but you get these folks that mix social media and they figure out what the gimmick is to blow them up, people are going to realize how fucking good they are. And they should have known how good they were for the longest time. And if y'all's venue will allow folks like me to help y'all with that, I will make it pop the fuck off. Some folks haven't liked that idea.
I love the idea of it.
Well, you know what the best thing about it is? It doesn't cost that fucking much. You know, some people just want a fucking bar tab in a hotel room. Some people don't. Some people just want to, you know, they don't care. Some people are like, hey, I think it's cool that you can put my name on a flyer. It helps my brand. It helps everything that I'm doing. And you're letting me hang out at your bar? It's a scratch your back, scratch my back. Now, some people are gonna be like, hey, give me $1,000 to come, and those people can go to hell. I just don't. Until you are at a certain level, or you're an actual musician, you shouldn't ask for any money to do anything like this. A lot of people get blown away when I tell them, like, somebody like you, I would do something different with. Some folks, I'm just like, I'm so picky anyway about who I'll do something with. There's a lot of people I've turned down. You'd be surprised.
Well, thank you for not turning me down, Josh. Appreciate that.
I wouldn't. I know we had kind of even talked about like doing like an open mic night and everything. Correct. And it wasn't that I didn't want to do it. I just think it's so difficult to do that in Macon.
I agree.
Like, don't worry. Mm-hmm. I think if you could do it periodically and maybe not every month, I think it's a great fucking idea. But also, too, you got a bunch of fucking assholes in Macon.
Can you say that a little louder?
You got a bunch of fucking assholes in Macon.
Perfect.
And then you got people that are just going to, I would be bad at it. And that was one of the things, like, I didn't want to tell you, like, I would cuss somebody out in a heartbeat. You'd get on stage and they'd be like, why aren't you applauding? Because you suck. But I'm also, like, a person.
It'd be entertaining.
So. No, it wouldn't. Because I don't like being rude to people.
Oh.
Like, to their face. To their face. If you're chasing your dream or you're wanting to do something that you're passionate about, I'm all about it. Don't do it in front of me. Yeah. Like, you should have a friend. If you see me right now try to go sing, you better be my friend enough to tell me to sit the fuck down. Don't let me embarrass myself.
I think, you know, a couple months ago, we were singing some karaoke together, and I might have some blackmail videos on that.
trust me, there's plenty of karaoke videos of me. But that's fun. That's fun. You don't see me going up there saying, hi, my name's Josh Terry, and I'm going to play this little ditty. Yeah, you don't see. No, you're not going to see that. And I've had to have that conversation with people that have come in this studio. I'm not going to say his name. Saturday night, a dude that you've been around and I've been around. He has a conversation with me at the bar when I'm in Macon. He's like, I wanted to do your show, but I really don't want you to trash me. And I was like, why do you think I would trash you? He's like, because the music I play isn't the traditional stuff that you listen to. And I was like, that is not what I would never trash you. I respect people that are good at what they do. I even like some of Sam Hunt songs. I do. But you're not going to hear me say that in front of certain crowds. Like, I don't care what you do as long as you're having fun doing it. But don't expect me to promote it either. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of people have got pissy with me. That whether it's been in Statesboro and they've got pissy with me, or Dublin and they've got pissy with me. Because if you book somebody and then you want me to come be part of it, I'm like, no. They think I'm being a diva. I'm not. I just not mixing my shit. If you don't start talking, I'm just going to do this whole thing by myself.
Your eyes are just so...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mesmerizing. I just can't stop looking at him.
That's the alpha brain.
I'm still, you know, starstruck because I saw Carrie under his legs last night. I mean,
how was that? Who went with you?
My friend Christina.
Nice.
But yeah, God.
You were right there on the stage,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, pretty much touched the stage. I could have touched her, but I probably would have gotten escorted out, but you know.
Worth it.
I made Scarlett listen to all the videos and look at all the pictures on the way down here, you know.
Fire and everything.
That shit was hot.
She's one of those, and this is...
Can we book her? Speaking of, you know, Carrie.
Yeah, you got 500,000?
I mean, I think Tim might be able to do that for Carrie.
Yeah, that's at least.
You know, I mean, we can start a GoFundMe.
Yeah. Just for us to be disappointed.
Carrie to make it.
I would hate to see what she actually charges.
I would, too.
I know that, like, just Hank Jr. Steel is, like, 150.
Jeez.
So, I can only imagine... And I know somebody told me not long ago that Cody Johnson was 500. And I can only imagine what Carrie is.
God.
But, I mean, yeah. You're going to sell out. There's no way you don't. And I don't know what y'all paid for tickets. But you're going to get what the fuck you want for a ticket.
Absolutely. I mean, look, Taylor Swift tickets and all that, you know.
Oh, fuck Taylor Swift. Whew. I hate Taylor Swift so fucking much. Only thing I will say I saw, and I hate the fucking Grammys. I hate any award show like that. Mm-hmm. I did not know this till somebody showed it to me on Instagram yesterday. Every single award winner, whenever award show she's at, she stands up and gives them a standing ovation.
I saw that in a picture.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that on a picture.
I thought that was pretty cool. I really still don't fucking like her, but yeah, whatever. It's still cool. I just don't like, I don't know, there's something about her that rubs me the wrong way. Like, really fucking wrong. But who doesn't? I don't like fucking hipsters at your bar. I don't like people. The older I get, the more I just realize, you know, I'm in the wrong business. I should just, you know, be, I don't know what I should be. I should be like a jailer.
No.
I should just be able to throw people into fucking walls and.
Come here, boy.
That's it. That's it. I should not be able to be what I am.
I think this is perfect for you.
You say that. You say that until I get in a whole lot of trouble for some bullshit. Let's see. You got the mullet thing next month, and we're going to try to do another honky tonk night. Yep. The honky tonk night goes good this month. If it's a shithole, y'all never hear from it again, probably.
It's also our 18th anniversary in June. Turn 18, the Hummingbird does.
That's only been open that long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold on. When did I start actually being able to drink and making?
So, open 2005.
Yes, I graduated in 06. So, yeah. Holy shit. Y'all got to be the longest running bar then.
We are.
Besides Grants.
But yeah. They've changed ownership.
Grants, yeah, fuck the new Grants.
So, yeah.
This is also why nobody will do business with me. This is also it. You're either my friend or you're not.
Touche. Sure.
But there's just people that I don't like. I don't like when people change shit up. That's probably why I like the idea of the Hummingbird so much, though. Every time you walk in there, it's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's never been the bartenders. It's really never even been the music that has made me walk out. It's usually been like some morons that have made me walk out.
Yeah, some people don't know how to act, but.
But what? I just wish it was a little bit bigger.
Same. That would change the vibe, though.
Yeah, it is like a homey vibe in there. And,
it is. You know. Well, there's not a green room or anything there, is there?
There's not.
Okay.
We could build one.
You don't have to.
Tim, you listening?
They just need the stage bigger, too, yeah. So it sounds better. They put new speakers.
We're trying to do some upgrades in there and, you know, hopefully get the... There's already a projector outside. We're hoping to get a new projector and make that a lot nicer and update some lighting and sound because of what we're trying to do with you. And, you know, I think this is a good opportunity to actually upgrade.
Do y'all have it where it's out? Because I know the outside area is pretty nice and big. Mm-hmm. Like, do y'all already have it to where... Whatever is on stage inside is airing outside?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be cool. That'll be good for folks in for Trey's thing. Or for any event that you do, because it's going to be packed.
Yeah.
If y'all haven't been to a Trey show, by the way, you're going to have a fucking blast.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
To see it.
There's not many of my buddies that I constantly go to their shows, but he puts on a show. Like, you can get entertained. There's some of my dudes that I want to go sit, and I want to just sit at a table. I want to have a whiskey drink, and I want to listen to. And Trey's one of those that when he's just doing acoustic, you want to do that too. Mm-hmm. But he puts on a fucking party.
Hell yeah.
Like, I'm talking about it is a party. It's fucking fun. I don't know if y'all have ever watched, like, I'm not completely comparing him to Garth Brooks here, but Garth... probably the best entertainer I've ever seen.
Hands down.
Number one in the 90s, wasn't it? Like, most influential.
Yeah. He still puts on a fucking show. He still. And Trey's just got, like, that fucking energy when he gets on stage. There's not many people I have seen in country music that get up there and put on... He's got just as much energy as fucking Hardy and Wallen does. He's not standing there. He's air fucking the guitar. He's taking his shirt off.
Hell
he's
yeah.
Interacting with the crowd.
Maybe he'll shotgun some PBR up in there too.
He does. He's sober.
Hey, I need a shotgun.
Oh, that's even better. Hell
he's
yeah.
Sober. He's been sober for it's a long time.
That is awesome.
Yeah, he's completely sober. His tour manager. So it's a kind of an inside joke, but Matt Burrell, the one who hosts the show with him. I thought that for the longest time, me and this dude were getting fucked up together. I really thought we were. Like, because he's just is so much fun. And I'd just be getting hammered, like, anytime we were around each other. And I told somebody, like, when we were in Tifton for the Terminal South show, I was like, yeah, me and Burrell got fucked up. And they was like, no, you didn't. I was like, you might have got fucked up. Burrell's been sober for a long time. I was like, but he's always just so much fun. People can do that sober. And I was like, yeah, he's completely sober. I was like, oh, fuck. Had no idea. That was fucking crazy. What, so do y'all have any other, I guess, y'all don't do Brag Jam anymore. I want to do something with y'all over the summer. I want to do like an all day thing.
I think that would awesome. Be awesome.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
So I was going to pitch it to another bar. And if any bar steals this idea, then fuck you. You can't do it as good as me anyway.
Trademark it.
Yeah. So I want to do where we get a budget and I bring down Blaine Bunning. I bring down Dukesie. I bring down a bunch of my buddies that all can share like a band. But it's just one singer. The singers switch out, but they share a band. And, like, it's an all-day event, and then you end with, like, a headliner. And it's where you just promote it all day, and you, like, involve, like, a charity or something with
it. And
it's where, like, you just fucking, like, you just go hard all day. And it's nothing but straight country all day, honky, not this badass all day. I was going to pitch this to another bar because I just didn't know if y'all would ever want to do it. But one of the things I love is going to music festivals. But you know the shittiest thing about music festivals? It's being fucking outside.
I was just about to say, being outside.
Is being outside. It's horrible. If you could do something like that inside, and even like, I'm not the biggest fan of Brag Jam, to be honest with you. I think it's kind of miserable. And then you're running around. You're trying to figure out who you want to see, where you want to see them at. I want to do something like that. And then I've always rented out like a bar every year for like my birthday or gone somewhere or whatever for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's something like I've been
Josh
thinking.
Josh Terry's birthday at the bird, baby. Let's do it.
Well, we will fucking die. I will die. I'll be sleeping under the bar. Under the bar. So we got to talk about some more stuff because you've done this a lot. I know it seems like a long time, 23 minutes, and I've talked all of it.
We have the Big Bird Bash coming up the day after Trey Lewis. That's kind of what you're kind of wanting to do. We're starting at 5 o'clock on that day, and there's about 9 different bands that are just playing. A good bit of them are local. There's, I think, 1 or 2 bands that are not from the Middle Georgia area. But when was the last time you guys had the Bird Bash?
It happens every year.
Okay. I wasn't sure with COVID and all that, you know, things kind of change up. But we're excited about that as well. But I think doing, you know, this all-day honky-tonk thing, I mean, I love when I was in Nashville and you can get up at any time of the day, there's music playing at any bar. That's where I belong.
No shit.
I mean, I love music and just listen to music all day. I mean, why not? What's better than that? Being with friends, you know.
I don't know why more people don't do it in Macon.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, there's a lot of people out getting day drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it from the business side either because I don't run a bar. So I don't see the logistics side of a lot of stuff. But I just don't understand why some people don't have people trying to come in there all day. Like, why do you wait till the end of the night?
To do something.
Yeah, why? Because, like, you're already going to have to cut off at a certain part of time or whatever. And by the end of the night, I'm so fucking hammered, I done quit drinking. Like, isn't the idea of having a bar is to sell alcohol?
Touche.
Like, if I go to a bar at 10 o'clock at night, like, eliminate the pregame. I know, I mean, for somebody who's trying to save money, I get it. Like, yeah, wait till fucking 10 o'clock to go. But if you're a bar owner, have people coming in all fucking day. Give them a reason to.
We try to all the time. Please come in. Drink. Start drinking at 4 o'clock.
Happy hour starts at 4?
Yeah. Buy one, get one free.
It would be fun. If you had more, I guess, Hummingbird would be such a good time if I always had like a group of people there, though. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what makes it cool to the people that are constantly there, because they all know each other. It is like a family to some folks when you sit there.
Our crowd is definitely a family. They all come every day at the exact same time. If someone's not there, they're calling their buddy, where you at? Like, you know, so our happy hour crowd is definitely the family kind of vibe that you just said.
I've gotten free eggs. They'll bring
They'll bring us
free eggs.
Yeah, from their chicken. They'll be a little dirty, but a little dirt.
Straight out of chicken
don't
coop.
Hurt.
Well, that's gold right now. So
save you a little bit of money getting dirty eggs.
What what are the stuff that Tim's doing at 20s and Billy's?
So over at 20s, you know, he's remodeled. I think there's about 15 TVs in there. We're really turning into more of a sports bar kind of theme.
Okay.
Food's delicious.
Food is phenomenal.
Fried okra, chicken wings, double
at
fried.
At Billy's?
Oh, 20s.
20s.
This is at 20s.
Okay.
It's delicious. Yeah, double fried wings are so good.
A prime rib dinner for Valentine's. We're doing a dinner and a movie. We're going to show Dirty Dancing. Afterwards, there's karaoke. I think there's karaoke there 4 nights a week.
Karaoke's fun. There's a lot of different songs. Like, you just hear... crazy
karaoke's
range.
Always a good time.
It is a good time. And they have a blast up at 20s with that. And then Billy's, you know, he's added TVs there as well. You know, in the
larger
pool area,
projection.
Larger projection, the stage, he remodeled the stage as well. So we're making, I mean, not we, Mr. Tim is making upgrades at all 3 of the bars. And we really are wanting to, you know, let people realize, like, hey, you know, we're making a change here. We want people to start coming back or different clientele at different bars. We're seeing, like, at 20s, you know, it's an older crowd, but there's been a lot of college kids that are starting to come up there because they're realizing how much fun it is. And
yeah.
Like she mentioned, the food is great. We do specials every week. We have different specials.
Crab legs on Thursday.
Yeah, we do crab legs on Thursday night, $20. So it's really cool to see. I've came in October, and it's really cool to see what they've done so far in these few months.
Y'all need to, this is just my opinion. Y'all need to have, like, for your smaller acts, it'd be real cool, like, have somebody, I'm just going to say Riley's name because I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head. Have Riley play, like, the Bird on a Thursday, 20s on a Friday, Billy's on a Saturday, and build up a crowd the entire time, like to push that way through.
Yeah.
And then just like rotate folks around like that or whatever to help build them up to where you got a reason to stay in town 3 days if you're the artist, and also like builds them up.
People talk about it enough. Yeah, and want to go see them the next day.
Yeah, and then later on, like a month later down the road, then you book them for like a big show at like the Bird or something on a Saturday, or something like that. Because you're gonna have to. Because if I'm not mistaken, that's what Whiskey River used to do. With like they did a ladies' night, a Thursday night was whatever. Then Friday and Saturday would they have live music too. And it just seemed like they would always rotate artists in and out like during the week. That way you would want to come back and see them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit that I would want to do if I owned a bar, which is what Whiskey River used to do.
They had a great layout for the bar too. Just, it was huge.
If I could have bought that place, I would have bought that place. They wanted so much fucking money for that place. You can't even rent it. Or I don't know what it's like, an art center now or some shit.
I think they do venues there. It's a venue you can rent.
Wow.
And they have artists
been in there
in
a
there
long
too.
Time. Spent my 21st birthday there, actually.
I've been kicked out of that place a lot.
I believe that.
I used my mom's ID to get in there. They let me in.
I started going in. I quit going to house parties at 18 and started going to Whiskey River. And I had a Fossil watch that was just big enough to cover up your wristband. And I looked like I was already 21 anyway. And somehow I got to be friends with the bartenders like right off the bat. But there was one fucking bouncer. What's up, Andy? That would always kick me out if he caught me drinking. And I think eventually he was just like, fuck it. He's going to do it. He pays his bar tabs. Just leave him the fuck alone. Like, he was cool about it. He finally got to be cool about it. I still joke with him about it whenever it comes up. But
talking about Andy, like crazy boy Andy?
Yeah, big fucking Andy.
Holy shit.
Andy has tossed my ass out. I can't remember who. I think it was at a Jake Owens concert there. There was a fucking like 6 foot something tall cowboy behind me. And this motherfucker just kept bumping into me. And I didn't have no business. I turned around and shoved that motherfucker. And I was just a kid. Like, this dude would have beat my ass. And Andy just kind of snatched me by my goddamn ear, it seemed like, and just threw me out the back door. I missed it. But I've been saying for the longest time, and I tried to push this at a place down in Vidalia. And shout out to Kerrigan's. They've let us do some concerts and stuff there. It's a good place. It's just so far out of the way. It's just so far out of the way. That's what kills that place. Otherwise, it is a honky-tonk. There's not a traditional one here anymore. There's not a traditional country bar here anymore. And there are people that are still 30 and up that are dying for one. That would go out of their way a little bit for one. And then you got that 20 to 30 crowd. They want country music. Some of them do. Some of them want dance music. But there's places you can go do that at. Late Night's doing a good job of that. Mm-hmm. There's other places that have bars and shit that's going to play that stuff. Like, Crazy Bull's doing a good job of it. If you had a place that was more soaked in country music, it'd fucking kill right now.
I agree.
And people are scared. And, like, I'm not knocking some of the places. People are scared to go to certain places now.
Yeah.
They're fucking like, I'm not doing that shit.
And we have a really good security team at the Bird. Shout out to Paco. He does a very good job. And the Bibb County Sheriff, they've been supporting us. So, I mean,
I've never heard any, that's one thing about y'all. I've never heard anything bad about anything like that at the Hummingbird. Several other bars.
We don't take no bullshit, that's for sure.
I don't think I've ever been kicked out of there. Maybe.
Uh-oh.
I'd have to think way back. I don't think I've ever been kicked out of there.
I don't think I've ever been kicked out of the Bird either. Have you, Scarlett?
No. I was kicked out of the Crazy Bull, though.
I haven't been kicked out of there. I've been asked to leave nicely. I've been kicked out of there.
Yeah, I think I've been asked to leave nicely around like 3 a.m. Like, you got to go.
Trust me. That's happened fucking several times. Yeah. And if I got asked to leave nicely, it's probably my fault, too. I get attitude sometimes.
Not you.
I got attitude at fucking Barefoot on Saturday night. you know, old bartender, what the fuck's her name?
Jennifer?
Emily.
Who's Emily?
She's worked at every bar in fucking Macon.
Yeah.
Yes. All good?
Yes.
Okay. There was some dude that was just grabbing her ass, some old fucker. And I thought he was with us. Like, I thought the dude was hanging out with us, like, was hanging out with her beforehand. And dude, just grabbing her fucking ass. She finally just turns around and is like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's enough. Wow. And I thought, I just fucking threw him against the wall. And I was like, either you're going out or I'm putting you out. And I was drunk as fuck. Yeah. I'm surprised
bouncing I didn't. Bouncing at barefoot.
Yeah. I'm bad about that. Like, I don't know. I'm bad about anytime I see, like, a woman getting treated that way. I guess it's because of Gracie.
I was just about to say that.
Because I used to not. I've always been kind of that way, but it's got worse the past couple years.
Daddy Josh.
I get fucking pissy. And I just don't like motherfuckers like that. If I've never been that way and I'm a fucking big as a pervert as anybody, and I like women more than fucking, I promise, anybody. If I can keep my goddamn hands to myself when I'm drinking, you can too. I don't understand why people can't. It pisses me off, something awful. And, well, I'm surprised. I was right there at the bar too. I think it was like, no, he's good. Just leave him alone.
He's helping out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking out the trash.
He's harmless.
So when are y'all opening up the other bar? All right, or is it like, when do y'all know?
Which one?
Mysteries.
Yeah.
That's it's going to be a little bit.
Still in the works.
Still in the works. Okay. But it's happening.
Just okay.
As to when time happens, but it's happening. It okay. will be soon though, but very excited about
some
that.
Awesome ideas and plans, and obviously incorporating the honky tonk there as well.
Definitely.
That'll be the place to do it. From what I remember, it's got a big ass stage, big ass dance floor.
It's such a big event.
Yeah, you know, sing karaoke there on Friday night sometimes. You know, I think I'm a rock star up there. It's a very nice stage, very nice setup. So we're super excited.
It's gonna be fun.
Well, I'm just glad to be involved with anything that y'all let me be involved with. I'll probably shoot myself in the foot and fuck up something, but you know. Okay. Don't get too mad at me.
I probably will, too.
Limp it off.
We'll learn. We'll figure it out together.
We'll remind them when the stuff for Trey is and anything else you got coming up one more time, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right, so Trey Lewis, this month, February 24th, Friday night. $20 tickets. You should be there or be square. Just kidding. Yeah, and then the next day we have a Big Bird Bash. So if you are coming into town and spending the night, might as well just make a weekend of it for us. And then our mullet pageant, we're going to be announcing that this week. Keep a lookout for that. It's free to register. I think it's going to be a fun time. We're going to put Josh in a wig.
Probably not.
just keep a lookout.
I'll be there, though. When is it?
March 25th.
Yeah, I'll be back. Cherry Blossom. I'll be back from Nashville by then.
Yeah, it's during Cherry Blossom Festival. So, but yeah, just follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check out all the stuff we have coming up. Stay tuned to that. And I'm super, super excited to do this honky tonk stuff with you, Josh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And I'm either going to get proven right that I've been telling folks for the past 3 or 4 years, hey, try this. Trust me. Or everybody else is going to get proven right and be like, we told this stupid fuck not to do this. Like, this is stupid.
I think you're going to be right. I think we're on to something. I really do.
I think I know I'm right. Is this bad?
No.
And I think you guys are going to get to be the ones like, Y'all should have listened to him. You should have listened to his stupid ass. Well, I appreciate it. And folks, I'll be there February the 24th. Josh Terry's Honky Tonk Nights at the Bird with Trey Lewis, Macy Damaris. I can't ever fucking say her name right. I can't say it now. Alyssa. Such a fucking hard name to say. We got some more folks coming into town to hang out with us. So please get your ticket now. You can pre-order, or was it 25 at the door?
25 at the door, yep.
Or just pay at the door. Just come the fuck in. Come hang out, buy some Trey Lewis merch. Y'all sell merch too at the Bird, right?
We sure do.
T-shirts.
We got some t-shirts.
Cool. And you better run a bar tab up that night and tip the shit out of your bartenders. If you like it, make sure you spend some money that night so we'll keep doing it. Is that good enough for you guys?
Yeehaw.
Thank you.
All right, we're getting the fuck out of here. Love you guys. See you later.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.